This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour for us live. Twin Peaks and Buckhead will be here until 2 o'clock. Come by and see us. Shout out to everybody that has. A lot of listeners have on this Friday, and there's still plenty of time for you to do so if you'd like to. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. A couple different college football news and notes to get to in 20 minutes, and then maybe back into a little NBA as well, and then an AMA to wrap things up.
It's so crazy, man, because y'all were making fun of me talking about I'm going to be going to Stripers games and everything like that. And so I'm like, hell, we're not doing that. They want to go see Final Destination, the last one. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not going to see that. But so I texted my wife. I was like, can you see how much Striper games are? Well, spell check said strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so my wife.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, autocorrect. It,
you probably it said, text that more.
Yeah, it said stripper. And so. and she texts, it's free to go in as long as you tip them. So. Just need to say. But
wouldn't it be great if that's how minor league baseball games were, too?
Hell yeah.
Like, you can get in, and if you really enjoy it, then you pay what you think it was worth. Yeah. As opposed to having, because sometimes games suck.
Yeah, they
know?
Do.
And you don't get your money back.
Why can't it be like that at every sporting event?
That'd be awesome.
I mean, okay.
I guess they have a business.
But I mean, that's why Fitness Shake. Like, you don't have to. Like, me, I am the worst person at the shake because I feel bad. Like, oh, back no. in the day, yeah, I would feel bad because she up there working and sweating, and ain't nobody tipping.
So, yes.
Yeah, so here you go.
You're not the worst.
Yeah, no, I'm the worst because I'm going to have to tip you. It's amazing how many, pity tips that Randy's given out over the years. Because you're sitting there, you're like, damn, ain't nobody going up there.
Yeah.
You know, it don't matter that she got, you know, she got no costume on. She got a regular drawers on. You know, there, you know, she got, yeah. she got,
no,
there, with,
that, no,
she got there with wedges on. She didn't got the stilettos.
That makes you the best, man. You might be born hard, but you got a heart of gold. There's nothing wrong with a pity tip.
I know, dog. I'd be like, damn.
The money spends the
same. Yeah, I know, but still, man. I mean, her set music raggedy.
She thought you were feeling it. She was like, oh, finally, I got one.
Yeah, man. She got her damn lunch, her styrofoam lunch sitting on the corner of the stage, Andy, waiting for a set to be over to eat that last chicken wing.
I don't know why.
This is bad, man.
That is such a problem. But, like, there's just nothing worse than seeing them eat. I don't know why. I don't want to see them eat.
What? A dance? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between sets. It's yeah, like, I don't know.
Right, like, eat in the back.
Yeah,
I'm with you, though. I'm with you. Don't go front. Don't go the whole chicken wing.
Like you got like some stuffed crust mini bites or something. It's like, how are you going to eat a stuffed crust pizza and then get up there and really like be into it? Like, all I want to do after some breadsticks is take a nap.
Hell yeah.
We were at one time, just a terrible one in Seattle. Just one of the worst ones of all time. And it was early. It was like the day early even for the day shift. We were playing pool or whatever. They're like, you guys mind if we eat? Like, I guess not. Like, I'm not going to say no. And then just a giant order of pizza came. It was like, all right, I got a carb load.
But I mean that'd be the thing because it's different times, you know. Because I was a day shift dude. That was my thing. Especially, I would go at night sometimes, but I'm more the day. But the only thing about the day is that you would get the story,
right?
You know,
Well,
you know, I'm studying to be a nurse and everything like that. I got about 6 more years of nursing school. I'm only doing this till I'm done with that. I'm like 6 more years, huh? Yeah.
Part-time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And then you just sat there. You just gave me a 20-minute spiel and didn't ask no dance yet. So so that's got to be heartbreaking when I say no. Who's in?
Good story, though.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah, I go to nursing school.
You should start a podcast.
Yeah, I'm just doing this on the side. You know, I don't really do a lot of other things. You know, it's just me. And, yeah. So what's your name again? I said – I don't go to a regular name. I think it was Steve. I think I was a Steve. Yeah, I'm just Steve. Yeah, yeah. Steve. Well, no, I'm good.
You could be a Steve.
I could be a Steve. Yeah, I could be a Steve. Yeah, man, that's all that was. But, yeah, so I might go to a Stripers game. This is so see Ron LaCunha.
Yeah, I think that's great.
It just depends because, like, the worst thing, I love going to Stripers game. I know I have make fun of it and everything, but once I'm there, I always have a good time because the kids have a good time. I only go because they like to go. But I'm just saying, like, what do you think? She's looking for the tickets right now. Because I'm like, that's a good Friday. It's going to be nice out there today, too.
Obviously, it's going to be probably, like, a little bit harder to come by today than normal because he's playing.
I would think Saturday would be more.
You'll still be able to get tickets, I'm sure. I think, with them being out of town tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely correct.
Damn it, Andy. You'll still be able to go.
Oh, poo chilling it is, baby. Oh,
man.
Don't worry about it. Because she's listening. She's told me congratulations on the win. She told me congratulations on the win.
Oh, well, my wife just texted me. She's probably disappointed. She's going to make me flashcards.
Going to make you flashcards.
Lily's got to learn her numbers, and I got to learn some sports
trivia. Flashcards. I mean, they come in handy. Because what are y'all teaching her now? Numbers, letters, or?
She's good with letters. We're doing now, she struggles a little bit past 20.
Okay.
So we're trying to go past 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. She's 4.
But so it don't matter.
Yeah.
She's 4, about to be 5. My baby's about to be whole hand. Yeah, my baby's about to be whole hand.
They had their final day of pre-K today. Like, next week they have half days or whatever, but this week was spirit week, and they had all their, like, pajama day, field day and all that. And today was their big picnic. My wife went. I didn't. Obviously, I'm here. So she went and videoed it, and they did a big performance, like a big song about going to kindergarten. And when I tell – I'll show it to you. When I tell you the pride beaming from the face of these children, especially my child, just to, like, be celebrated. I'm like this too, and so's her mom. So she comes by it honest. But she is a person – that likes to be in front of a crowd and be told how wonderful she is.
Oh, yeah. She is. You know who she is? A Bunker. Andy Bunker's child.
Well, we got the weekend coming up in a couple weekends where she's got her big ballet recital.
Okay.
She's been practicing for months. And then her and Jack are both getting baptized on the Sunday after that. So it's just going to be Lily's amazing weekend.
We got to go get to the big story. I don't care what nobody says. All right. And I'm going to say this. And I love all my educators, graduated with that. But pajama day is a lame waste of time.
Huh.
That's all I'll say. I hate pajama day. I hate it when my kids participate, and they've all done it. And I got kids who were – I got kids who were 21, 20, 18, 12, and 3. They all had pajama day. That's just lazy.
Is there a cutoff?
I don't know.
Because for the kids, it's great. For Lily in pre-K, that's the easiest morning a dad can have.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want to wear? What you're already wearing? Great.
I don't know one thing about me. My wife don't come to bed like them teachers with the big old bathrobe and pajama pants on.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm not going to do lingerie day.
No.
That would probably be inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm usually with you on these, man. Not on that one. Pajama day is the best morning I have. Oh, you're already dressed? Great. Let me comb your hair. Let's go. Getting ready takes 13 seconds. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boy, yeah. If that Acuna would have ran, that would have been a triple.
Not every day, or really any day ever again, hopefully, is a Stripers highlight going to be the big story of the day.
Yes, but it is.
When Ronald Acuna's in Gwinnett making his rehab start and going 2-for-3 and looking awesome at the plate,
yes,
you're going to celebrate it. Look, obviously the Braves won. They won the series over the Nationals. They're back to 500 again. And given the way everything started, to be at or around or above, they can be above, when Acuna comes back,
right,
is great, because then you're going to inject the best player or one of the best players in baseball into your lineup. Don't know exactly what he's going to look like immediately, but early returns in his rehab starts look great.
Yeah, man.
Hit a home run the other night in Florida, and then he went 2-for-3 yesterday in Gwinnett. So love to see it from Ronald.
Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned earlier in some of the reports is, like, you know, the fielding part about it. Just, you know, getting out there, getting more comfortable, because he wasn't doing all he's hitting and everything like that. So, yeah, you got to get more and more of that, because he's the everyday outfielder and everything. I'm still curious how they play him when he comes back. You know, if it's, hey, you're an everyday player, or are we going to give a couple of days off here, a couple of days there? But, no, it is fun, because – I love watching people who enjoy their damn job. And he enjoys his damn job.
He loves
playing baseball. I love the celebration, throwing a grenade and all that other stuff. Whatever. But he loves baseball.
Maybe he's throwing a missile.
Okay. From my inbox, from my mentions, it looks like people are saying it could be a firecracker.
Oh.
A big-ass firecracker.
Oh, called a missile?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's like a name of
firecracker? Yeah, they said it could be a firecracker.
Brenda says the legal – and Brenda's our legal expert.
Yeah, you know, she is.
She says the legal definition of a missile is not necessarily an armament.
Okay. A what?
I don't know. The statute defines a deadly missile as any stone or other hard substance which would produce death or great bodily harm. So if you throw a rock at somebody, that could be a missile?
I don't know. Thank you, Ms. Brenda.
Well, Jack throws a lot of missiles then.
Yeah.
That guy's in the backyard throwing rocks every day.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
We appreciate it and everything.
Armament.
But I think, you know, just the knowing that he's getting close, Andy. I think that's the thing with – I can only supervise that. That's the thing with me, is knowing that he is close to coming back. It looks like we talked about – they sent Bryce Elder down.
Yep.
And so that – has to mean that, you know, Spencer Strider is going to be back for sooner than later.
In the next five days.
And so you look at that. Then they got the Nationals coming. So when does Ronald Acuna come up? I think it's more to do with him out there in the outfield trying to get that nailer down.
Yeah.
I think they had to play. They're ready. He's ready.
Yeah,
I think just everything with everything that makes him the 5-2 player that he is, you know, I want to see how he is on the base path.
Yeah.
Are they going to let him be aggressive?
Yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, when he got hurt the first time down there in Miami, he was in the field. Just fluke thing.
Well, if you remember,
he was trying to go back to second base this time.
The first time he came back from the first knee injury, obviously his hitting wasn't what it can be. His fielding was the thing that was kind of like the most obviously worst, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was just – he was kind of indecisive on stuff, and maybe he would let a ball fall that otherwise he might go for, and he misplayed a couple balls out there. So that's probably the thing that's going to take longer to get used to.
Right. Yeah, and because – oh God! And that's why I was laughing, because we want to put Baldwin in the outfield. Well, Ronald Acuna's a damn outfielder.
Yes, he is.
You know, let's put him out there. And I still go back to Contreras' ass sitting out there. He looked so uncomfortable. That wasn't even his glove.
Who's the worst outfielder we've seen play for the Braves over the last 5 years?
The worst outfielder.
Because Contreras played a game.
Yes.
I mean, Soler last year literally cost the team multiple games.
Yes.
With the way that he played right field.
There's still nobody.
It seemed like every time Sale pitched, Soler made an error.
Yeah.
I mean, Ozuna
But the thing about it is, like, Soler, like Chris Sale gets mad when, you know, he's a team player. He's a team guy. But I know he was talking up under his breath, because he know that if he run up on Soler.
Went and chopped up some jerseys.
Yeah. Soler would have bust him in his face.
Behind
I ain't
doors.
No jersey.
All right, we'll come back. Kirby Smart had a correct thing to say.
Oh, God.
About the NIL situation.
Football, hurry up and get here. The actual games.
No.
Goodness gracious.
We got to debate players getting paid and who's going to win the Heisman Trophy for the next 6 months. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Boyaka.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Full. I'll be honest, about as full.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's always pretty good.
Happy Hour Friday.
This is about as full as I've seen Twin Peaks and Buckhead in a while.
You know, we come out, you know, folks be out now.
We haven't been here in a while.
We've been here in a while, and it's nice. It's going to be hopefully it don't rain, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend, man. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Atlanta as, you know, the McMichaels. We're going to touch down today, Andy. We're going to touch down at Cool Ray.
It's supposed to be pretty nice in Charlotte, too.
Hey, man.
Weather's supposed to be okay in Charlotte.
I know, dog. Y'all going to have a good time. Look at all the stuff you get to do. You get to see your brother-in-law. You get to meet your nephew.
I get to meet my nephew.
Which is going to be the highlight
of the trip. It's the most important thing.
You get to meet your nephew.
I'm very excited to meet my nephew.
Meet your nephew. You get to go to a 7-year-old's birthday party.
Six. I was wrong. But same thing.
Same thing. 6-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Okay. What does her dad probably like to do? What do dads do at 6-year-old birthday parties? We get drunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know about her dad. But hopefully some dads.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's what we do. We get drunk.
There'll be some dads.
We get drunk and keep looking at that damn watch.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that party's going to be like. But I'm sure it'll be really fun. And then, you know, it's just Charlotte. You can't have fun in Charlotte.
Does your wife know that you don't like Charlotte as much?
Oh, yeah.
She knows that. Okay.
Well, yeah, this show broadcasts, so she hears. She hears. She's probably in the car right now. She knows. She's heard every word I've said and how I've said it.
But I'm just telling you, because you sent us a tweet or a video the other day, and this guy, I was like, that's Andy's spirit animal.
Yeah, no, it was one of the guys from the No Laying Up podcast.
Yeah.
saying everything true about Charlotte.
Yeah.
He was like, PGA Championships at Quail Hollow this weekend. Cool. Sucks there's not going to be any fun places to eat or hang out since it's Charlotte, but I heard the course is pretty nice.
I'm like, brother. I'm like, oh, that's
amen.
Andy. That's Andy, spirit animal.
Speaking of the PGA Championship, 92.9 The Game is your radio home for major championship golf. Of course, this week is the PGA Championship. Leaderboard updates brought to you by Humberto Injury Law when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. Jonathan Vegas continues to lead the PGA Championship.
And you told me earlier when I asked you, he hasn't won anything, because this is considered major, right?
Oh, yeah, this is a major. It's one of the majors. He's never won a major.
Okay.
He's won tournaments before.
What is happening to this guy?
I believe he's on live now, Jonathan Vegas is, so, you know, you're not going to see any of the tournaments that he wins. John Rahm. All right, we're back. Just a little, I don't know, technical difficulty.
I just hate how everybody accuses me. Randy, what you do? I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm the one surrounded
the
by the equipment.
Andy's surrounded by all the equipment. Randy, you touch something?
Nothing happened.
No.
It just happens sometimes.
It usually is me.
Usually is.
Yeah, it's usually me.
And I think that's why. But I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to jinx or anything.
It's usually me.
You haven't broken a glass or anything in
It's been a while.
While.
It's like, been a while. I haven't knocked over anything.
You haven't kicked over your phone? Like, normally the thing you do is kick the charger cord and knock your – you haven't done that in a while?
Hey, man.
What's going on? You taking some supplements or something?
I got some new stuff.
You sharpened up.
Yeah, I got me some new stuff. I got some new stuff, man.
What are you on?
Yeah, it's I can't tell you what it on, because I don't want nobody in my business, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
But
I want you to –
It's called Feel Like 30.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
It don't matter how old you are.
Feel like you're
30. Feel like – that's what it's called.
You remember when that was – when 30 was old? You know, when you were young? You felt like 30 was old?
Hey,
now, you'd give anything to feel like you did when you woke up when you were 30.
Hey, man, I'm one of them 40 numbers, and I love it.
Oh, I love it.
All right, I'm one of them 40 numbers.
Oh, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Hell no.
Now, except for, you know, days like today when I wake up after doing what I did yesterday and just every muscle in my body is like, why did you do that? I don't know. I was trying to impress my wife, I guess.
Yeah, what you got her.
I know, but I got to, I don't know. Something's in there. No, I got to keep trying to show her what I'm made of. You know what I mean? So she took Lily to ballet yesterday. You know, she took Lily to ballet yesterday, and I stayed home so I could move all the gravel and the bark.
Right.
And I was going good, you know. I started, I'm moving, I'm like, man, I might be able to finish this. And then I'm starting to fade.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I gotta do it. And I checked, texted her, and was like, when are you guys going to be home? She was like, 15 minutes. Like, I can knock this out in 15 minutes. And I went way too hard for 15 minutes. But I got it done. And I saw the look on her face when she pulled up the driveway. She was like, dang.
Hey, were you out there shirtless? You was out there shirtless with
Oh, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Of course. Gotta let the dads on the block know.
Hey, dog, you better know that, dog, because ain't nothing better than that. Like, I'll sit out in there, because you know me. If it's sun, if I'm outside, I'm up under some shade. I don't sit in the sun for free or for fun. But I'll go out there. I like to go out there for a second, get sweaty for.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I like to get sweaty for it. And my favorite chair is the chair by when you go out to the pool. And so I just sit there with that lean over. And
you see
that back flex.
Yeah, you see the back flex.
First thing she sees.
Absolutely.
And she see that back flex and them traps.
No, what I did was I made sure that she couldn't see me coming up the driveway, but I could see her.
Right.
Because I knew she was going to see the two giant piles of stuff were gone.
Right.
So I was like, I want to see the reaction. The reaction was exactly what I wanted. And then as she pulled into the driveway, I kind of sauntered out, you know?
You what?
Just, like, walked out.
Oh, close, you know, sauntered.
Strut, yeah. I, like, kind of strutted out there with my shirt off, kind of glistening.
Right.
You know, just to let her know. Just in case, you know? In case you want that third one.
Hey,
it's still in there.
How you doing?
Anyway, what were we talking about?
How you
doing?
We were talking about golf, and now we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs.
Hang on. I did want to read one thing that Kirby Smart said.
Okay.
Really quickly. Before we talk some NBA playoffs, and we might not. We talked a lot of NBA earlier. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't. But Kirby's playing in, that golf tournament in Alabama that Charles Barkley's playing at. Saw some video of it. Everybody looks like they're having a good
Charles
time.
Charles Swain looks better.
Charles Swain's way better.
Charles Swain. I saw Charles Swain. Yeah, it was way better.
They fixed his whatever his yips were. That Kirby's swing looked good, too. I saw a highlight of his swing. But he was obviously asked about everything that's going on with paying these freshmen and stuff, and he said, quote, "A freshman should not come in and make more money than a senior," which I understand the sentiment of it.
I agree with this.
What if
the senior's not that good?
But that's not what he's talking about.
Of course.
Because I knew, because that's everybody. What if the freshman's better than the senior?
Right.
That's not what he's talking about. But I don't, and you remember what I said yesterday? Again, I'm all for players making money. My biggest issue is the two times in 1 year transfer portal. That's what irritates the hell out of me, is because your ass ain't good at this time to beat out a player, or ain't good enough at this time to be a starter as a freshman. Then you're just gonna run somewhere else.
What this made me wonder, though, is because, like, I get the sentiment of it, and I agree with the sentiment of it for sure. The system needs to be fixed. I think we all understand that. But who has more leverage right now? Who has more leverage right now in these negotiations? The incoming five-star freshman, who's got other schools trying to get him to commit there, like the big offensive lineman right. The other day and the quarterback a couple weeks ago, or the, I don't know, sophomore or junior or senior with eligibility left, who's proven it at the college level, who's got all these other schools throwing NIL money at him as well?
The one who's played.
Do you think so?
Yep.
I honestly don't know. Like, because if this kid got $2.5 million to go to Miami, but, like, and you'd have to be the top level.
Right.
Top level,
I mean, he's the number one player. He's the number one high school player.
To have that kind of
leverage. Right.
You would hope that the guy who's played college football and has shown at that level that he could do it would have more leverage. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, I think, this is one of them things where you always wish Rusty was around, because you think about a lot of the things that you've read before is, like, the transfer portal, all this stuff is killing high school recruiting,
yeah.
The recruiting process, right. Because you want a already made guy that you've seen play at the college level. I know what the game is. I know this is all a part of the game. I can't, I'm a head coach. Or, hell, I'm a guy who gives money, all right? I can't give money to something I have not seen. You know how much trust you have in a guy to give him, here's $2 million. Go get this tackle from small town Missouri that I ain't never seen him play. Hold on. And he has another year of high school football to play.
Yes.
That is my only thing.
This is an extreme example.
This is an extreme thing when you talk about giving,
or maybe it isn't,
giving money to something. Because who gives money like that on a hunch? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and you can talk about the NFL, and I ain't never played NFL football before, but they gave me a contract to play it. Luckily for them, I was who I was.
Right, but at the same time, there are going to be rookies this year that make more than guys that are playing their
exactly.
Six,
that's what I'm saying. It happens.
Because first-round draft picks just make more money
yes.
than guys that
it
are
it just happens sometimes.
Kind of,
so
mid-level
I understand where Kirby's coming from. It's not necessarily I agree with it, because I think that he looks at it from a standpoint of how we all grew up. Like, the more seniority you get, the more perks you get. You know what I'm saying? There's always an exception to the rule, that guy who is, you know, just as good as a guy who's been there 3 or 4 years. That's what they're banking on with this kid who they just gave this money to. So, I told you, I don't have an issue with the money that part of it. I just got – it's just this damn, like, this soft-ass cotton, this Charmin-ass feelings that these kids have is what bothers me. It's like, damn, he said you're gonna split reps with him. Well, I want all the reps, so I'm a transfer. It's like that, and you know, and that just irritates me.
Yeah.
You're like, no, you just got here in December.
Yeah.
What do you mean you transfer? Or you just got here.
Well, when the entire
you just got here.
And I don't want the entire structure, because obviously the financial structure is built on a lot of different things. But, like, when the entire structure of the sport is built on competition, it's hard then when you're rewarding being non-competitive.
Yeah, like, you just got here, homie. What you mean? Oh, wasn't the right fit. Then why the hell you commit? And these are usually the dudes that commit. Again, I don't understand. You got a whole nother year of high school. Why the hell are you committing so damn early? Unless you're getting the money and all those things,
it has to be.
Because you're telling me that.
But also, Drew Rosenhaus isn't just hanging out with the kids for fun.
Here's my thing right here. Okay, you're committed to my school. Why the hell are you still taking visits?
Right.
Why the hell are you still taking visits?
But doesn't that make you think that he's definitely getting money right now if Drew Rosenhaus is his agent right now?
Yes, yes.
Like, Drew's not doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
I love me some Drew.
Yeah.
I love me some Drew.
But he's getting a percentage.
Yeah, he got a percentage of that. But that's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm committed to it. 100% committed. Like, like most folks, Andy, I like when folks kiss my ass. I'm not one that to be, like, asking for it. But I don't mind, you know. But, like, it's an ask is a contest for these kids from the eighth grade.
Yes, it is. But isn't that life now for these kids? Isn't that what social media
and
is?
That's why you can't get mad when they do the stuff
they
do.
I know.
I always talk about it. I'm raising them.
Exactly.
I got them. Now, it's a different because their daddy is got a short fuse with that stuff.
Right, but your point is well made, yes. Which is these kids didn't just wake up one day and act like
this. No, they didn't.
There was an entire generation and maybe one before it as well that allowed this to be the thing that's going on. So don't, you know, we can't just be mad at them.
No.
We got to be mad at the whole deal and maybe, you know, we'll look at ourselves as well. All right, we're going to come back and get to an AMA to wrap things up here on a Happy Hour Friday. The phone lines are open. Load them up, man.
Get on over. It's
Load
Friday.
Them up. Ask us anything.
It's Friday.
404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we will answer it to wrap things up on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A lot of phone calls. Love it. Ask and you shall receive. We'll start with, you know what? Let's start with Bo in Midtown. Not the man who's producing our show right now, but a different Bo also in Midtown.
Is it B-E-A-U?
Oh, yeah. How is it spelled?
B-E-A-U.
B-E-A-U.
That's the third one. I've never met more B-E-A-U Bows than I've been here.
Yeah.
This is my fourth one.
Okay. Understood.
How are you, Bo?
However, I wanted to say this is my first time calling in. Love you guys' show. Andy, very funny, that joke that just went on the radar in terms of the third. If you wanted that third for your wife, that was very funny. I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts, because maybe I missed it earlier in the show, in terms of Nick Saban and the president trying to develop this, upper level type conference lead. I'm not sure what it is, but oversight committee to get everything straightened out in college football.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, right. Bo.
Well, we talked about it Wednesday.
I think so. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Something like that.
We talked about it. First of all, Nick don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Right. I will say this, though. Like, because we've said about, like, you know, trying to get this thing under control.
Right.
Get some adults in the room and all that. I'm glad he is. Like, from my perspective, Nick Saban's voice in these conversations is a very valuable one.
But Nick doesn't want to be a part of it. He does not. And I think Nick looked at it as Trump put him on the spot. And he was like, "Whoa, hold on, God dog it! You asked me what was wrong with college football. I might have told you something.
Now I'm on a committee.
That was the thing. I said this, Andy. I was like, because I think me and A might have talked about it last Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this distracting you from?
Huh?
What is it distracting us from?
Oh, yeah, sure, probably.
Yeah, all these damn problems. You worried about college football?
Or like, is there maybe something?
Yeah, right.
Spent our effort on a little bit. Now,
for
our purposes on sports radio,
yeah,
it would be great if they kind of got it together.
Yeah,
I don't know that this is going to do that.
They're not going to do anything. Nick don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And when he says that, I truly do believe he's like, oh, damn.
Here's ultimately just kind of the way things have gone, assuming that they'll continue to go like this. The people that make these decisions are going to be the TV executives and the commissioners of the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yep.
Whatever they decide to do is going to be what happens.
I just hate that. I just hate now the fact that players are getting paid, that people try to use that as the system is broken.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Well, yeah.
I hate that.
It's not that the players are getting paid that the system is broken, but unfortunately, because the system is broken and it's been broken so badly and they didn't see this coming somehow,
even though
we all did for a really long time, people are now hanging as if, like, the players are the one that broke the system.
They broke the system.
Like, they're the ones. Literally everyone in college football for the last 15 years has done nothing but grab at the money. And now everyone's mad at the players, who are the ones actually getting the least money of everyone who's grabbing at the money between the coaches and the conferences and the schools and the TV networks and all this kind of stuff. What the players are actually getting, like $2.5 million for a high school student,
$2.5 million
is a drop of sand
for the billions that
for what they're getting.
The billions.
Yeah, but that's how it works, though. I mean, the workers always get the brunt of it, and the folks that get all the – anyway. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
What dog and Andy, what it do, man?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, so peep this out. I had this idea, and I was wondering what y'all thought about it. So you know how they do the release for the schedule release and they do the video? What if they did, like, a video after the draft with our draft picks and did, like, a backyard football video or something like that with them? I was wondering what y'all thought about that. And my second question, when is the show's anniversary? Because I've been working on something, and I've been keeping track of some of the little, keeping track of some of the little antics that y'all say, and I've been working on this poem, so I'm trying to figure out when the show anniversary is.
And next week?
I think so. We celebrated the anniversary last year, the five-year anniversary.
That's what it
was. A little late.
That's what it was.
Right?
That's
so
what it was.
I think six has already happened.
Yeah.
I think it was the 10th of May. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the first official show you and I ever did was May 10th, 2019.
Because last year we had the party, and it was – you remember, right? It was later on. It was on a Thursday,
too.
It was later in May. Yeah, it was on a Thursday.
God, that was a fun party.
What a freaking party. What a freaking party.
But, yeah, no, we already turned six.
Yeah.
But, again, it doesn't – you know, we celebrated it later last year, so whatever you're working on, Mo – You're right on time, Mo. As for the video, I don't know. I'm in for whatever content the Falcons
I had to go back and look at it again. They dissed Bill Belichick in the video.
Yeah, and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's all kinds of little digs.
Yeah, little jabs and everything.
Yeah, well done by the Falcons. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Bum, bum. All right, fellas. When y'all were talking about those missiles not too long ago, they're sure serenaded with all the African animals. The chimpanzees
they throw like 80 to 100 pound rocks at each other. They kill each other and bust each other up bad. So that heavy rock is definitely a missile. But the question is, I like all kind of music. Randy, you be on it like that too. If y'all did a poll, who you think would win between Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird and Dream On by Aerosmith?
Ooh, man. Love both songs.
I think.
Love both songs.
I think Freebird would win.
You think so?
I think.
I love both songs.
I would vote Freebird.
You vote, that's what
I like them both too.
That's
of course, I'm of that, course
that's
I like I'm them both.
You go Freebird?
I like them both, but okay. I would go Freebird. I don't know. Like, I think, you know, it depends. I think here, I think in Georgia or the South, I think Freebird would win.
Yeah, Freebird would.
I think if you did it in, like, Boston.
I love Freebird. From,
it's a great song.
I love that freaking song.
Great song.
Yes.
Great song. All right, Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? So I got a question for y'all, and I got to shout out Randy. Yesterday, I'm in Kroger. I'm not a big beer drinker, but I wanted some beer. So I go inside Kroger. This dude is in the beer section. He like, man, you should try this. So I look in his hand. He has some little cocktail, whatever. I'm like, man, this soft-ass drink. I don't want this. In my mind, I'm like, man, what would Randy look at me like right now? Like, man, you left out your house to buy this right now, big dog. So I'm like, no, I don't want this. I look up. I see Bush. I'm like, I'm buying this. And I took home a six-pack, took it down. Beautiful. Thank you for that recommendation, Randy.
My man.
My second question. Top three movies that never get old, y'all can watch anytime. Mine is Heat, Scarface, and A Man Apart.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
I think we always talk about, because it always seems to be on, like if Shawshank Redemption is on, no matter what part in the movie is, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Yep. Major League is on.
Scarface is on. I'm probably going to watch it anytime it's on. Last night we were doing something. I didn't want to put nothing new on to try to keep up with it. So she put on Pretty Woman last night. I was like, damn, it's been so long since I've seen the movie Pretty Woman. Like, Julia Roberts wasn't fine. Like, Richard Gere was tripping. Richard Gere was tripping.
I've always been a little confused.
Yeah,
by the Julia Roberts.
Yeah, Richard Gere.
Like, she's a great actress.
She's amazing.
And she's killed it in a lot of roles.
Yeah, Richard Gere was cheap.
Also, I believe Campbell High School in Smyrna. I believe.
Oh.
I believe.
You might be right.
I think I'm right.
No, I'm just saying, Richard Gere was tripping.
Dude, but I've never understood
I'm a damn billionaire. I don't want no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's like multiple of that era, like late 80s, early 90s, like movie starlets, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like Meg Ryan.
Like,
I never got it.
When she said, I don't kiss. You know what? Why she don't kiss you, right? Yeah, all right.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
he didn't know. He learned.
Right, he didn't know.
He figured
then
it out.
Then he tried to, like, then he tried to move it on game. No.
Wendy is in Lawrenceville.
Wendy.
Hey guys, here's my question, Randy. If you were about to start your career all over again with UGA, what would be your asking price if you were being recruited? And also, why, on a basketball game, when you're down by 30, why is there such a reluctance to put the bench players in?
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, she said, if I was in Georgia.
If you were starting your career over going to Georgia, what would your asking price be?
I don't know. Because you got to understand, if you're talking about my journey itself and comes back, I had no leverage of anything.
Right. So the better question probably is, at what point you would have, at some point.
Yeah, at some point I would have had leverage. But I came in, I was the last, I got the last scholarship that nobody knew who the hell I was. They're like, who the hell is this kid?
Right.
Randy McWagon, he's not even in the media guide. He's not rated.
He doesn't have a star.
He doesn't have a star or nothing. So I wouldn't have got nothing.
But after a couple years, clearly.
After a couple years.
Yeah, before your final year, you could have negotiated a pretty good price.
Oh, yeah. I would have wanted, and back then, what was the apartment complex? The River Club. That's what I would have wanted to stay in the River Club in a four-bedroom with no roommates. I don't drive fast. I don't like fast cars, even though I bought them because I thought, whatever, just being young and dumb. But I wouldn't want one of them track hawks and nothing like that. I would have wanted a damn stretch. Like Lincoln, like a big Lincoln or a Cadillac. That's what I would have wanted.
Do you think any kid has asked for anything like that? Because everybody wants like the Hellcats.
Yeah, I don't want one of them, man.
Somebody just wants an old school.
Yeah, I want me an old school donk. Put me a box Chevy. Put me a box Chevy with some honey spokes.
Let me get an Eldorado.
Yeah, man. What,
hey, it's the nicest Eldorado.
I want an Eldorado with the tie thing on the back, Andy. Yeah. maroon one.
If there's a kid that asks for that, yes, sign him immediately.
Yeah, a maroon one.
Sign him
with them honey spokes.
All right. Sean is in Alpharetta. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick questions. First, what is your favorite type of barbecue? Because, like, I remember having St. Louis-style barbecue for the first time, which has, like, a sweet taste. And it blew me away.
Yes.
And also, what is your favorite, side? Because I'm a mac and cheese guy myself.
The first time I had St. Louis, because I'm not one of the people who says, well, this city or this state has the best barbecue. I know when I had St. Louis, when I had barbecue in St. Louis, it was outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're all good.
They're all good.
Texas barbecue is really good.
Like, it was always.
Carolina barbecue is really
good. Yeah. We played the Chiefs. Everybody, as soon as we landed in Kansas City, we all went to Gates to eat barbecue in Kansas City. It's good.
What's the one I went to in North Carolina? Lexington?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it's called? Something like that.
It was good.
It was incredible.
I just think if you know how to cook,
but then there's also 100 great barbecue spots here
in
Atlanta that you can go to and get great barbecue. I like collard greens.
I'm
picking one side only. I got one side only. I'm picking collard
greens. I'm taking collard greens only if I ask them what kind of meat they put in the greens. If they say they put turkey or something. No. If they say they put anything other than ham hocks, I'm not eating it. All right? Period. If I ask you, I was like, what did you put in your greens? If they say turkey wings or turkey necks or something, I will not eat it. If they say ham hocks, I'm going to eat it.
We got some barbecue when we were in North Carolina last week at a place called Haywood Smokehouse. They're very good. They do a great job. And we ordered big, the big tubs of sides because we had a bunch of people coming over. I didn't know nobody else liked collard greens, really.
Oh, my God.
There was a couple that liked them, but not really. So I got to eat so many. It was amazing.
It's awesome.
I got to eat like a whole tub of collard greens by myself.
Hey, and I bet they were looking at your wife and, who's this guy Ashley brought us around?
Well, they knew who I was.
Yeah.
I've been around for a while.
But I'm just saying, dog, collard greens, but there's only one way I'm eating it. Like, I don't even taste test. All right? I don't even taste test.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Turkey collard green juice is not good for you.
Takeaway of the day to wrap up the week.
It's finally happened. Andy is bougie and golfed out, and a lot of guys are going low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. It's a good way to get a date. Randy likes having his ass kissed, but he's not asking.
Andy and Randy, the masters of sports radio, and your weekly PSA from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, don't throw stones if you live in a glass massage parlor.
Yeah, man.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
All right, everybody have a great, safe weekend.
Have fun. Be safe.
Tell you how Charlotte is. Talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.